So this morning's reading is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, starting at the first verse. And it's on page 1027 for those who want to follow in the pew Bibles. Luke chapter 2. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. Today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. It is a bit of a stretch, I have to admit. There was no room in the mini. There was no more room in the phone box. And there was, have you got it? No room at the inn for Mary and Joseph that first Christmas. And of course, this wasn't a game. This wasn't a joke. They'd travelled from Nazareth, distance of 80 miles, walking all the way. So a journey, I don't know, 3-4 days. And Mary was heavily pregnant. And when they get there, there is no room at the inn. Some of you will have relatives to stay with you this Christmas. Maybe they're with you now. Just imagine when they arrive. You say, "I'm sorry, there's no room, you can't stay." Maybe some of you are wishing you had said that, but it's too late by now. We're heading off to Cardiff later on today to go and stay with my brother-in-law and his family. Well, just imagine, we drive all the way down to Cardiff, and then he sees the Gales family stood on his front doorstep, and slam, he shuts the door in our face, "No room." Now, he's never done that before, but we have got a son-in-law with us this time, so who knows? That wouldn't be very nice, would it? I am ready for my Christmas turkey by that stage. I don't want to be shut out. Well, everybody was there in Bethlehem in order to be counted. The place was packed out. And so this baby was shut out. Shut out of the inn, born in a messy stable. And that wasn't a very nice start to life. From the very beginning, Jesus was shut out. He was treated as an outsider. And that kept on happening all the way through his life. When he was first born, his mum and dad had to flee to a foreign country. They were refugees in Egypt. They were homeless refugees in a foreign country. As Jesus grew up, he was a traveling preacher, moving from place to place. And often he welcomed the sort of people that no one else did. He welcomed people who had no friends, people that everyone else looked down on. He welcomed those sort of people, but often people didn't welcome him. In fact, Jesus divided opinion wherever he went. Some were attracted to him. They wanted to listen to him. They wanted to hear about this hope of a new way of living with God that he spoke about. But others hated him and rejected him and were jealous of him. There was one time when he went to Nazareth, his hometown, and he healed people who were sick wonderfully. But some of the people didn't like what he was teaching. They thought that this hometown boy had got too big for his boots. And we're told they took offense at him. They booted him out of the town. We're told that even his own family thought that he was mad. There was no room in his hometown. And that opposition to Jesus got worse and worse. More and more as he went on. There's a bit in the Bible that we often read at Christmas time. It says this. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. There was no room among his own people. Jesus was sent to them as their Messiah, the King that God had promised to send, and they did not receive him. They rejected him. He lived a life of perfect love and goodness and truth, but they couldn't bear it. I don't know if you've sometimes you've picked up a rock or a piece of wood or something lying on the ground. You lift it up and there's all those creepy crawlies underneath. And what do? Well, they scurry away. They don't like to be exposed suddenly to the light. They want to hide. Well, that's how it was when Jesus appeared. People felt exposed. They refused to accept the light of God's truth that Jesus was bringing in. They didn't want the wrong in their lives to be exposed by his love, his truth. There was no room among his own people. The very people that he had come to help finally put him to death as a common criminal, hung on a cross. Jesus was shut out of the inn. He was shut out at home. He was shut out among his own people. And it seems such a sad story. Such a sad story that began that first Christmas. So what is there to be happy about? We've just sung, "Come and join the celebration." But why celebrate a baby who's born in a messy stable and faces a life of being rejected? It's not even a rags to riches because it ends on a wooden cross. It doesn't seem like good news, does it? So why are we celebrating this morning? Why rejoice in a birth of this baby when he would suffer such rejection in his life? Well, we're going to sing another carol which begins to give an answer to that question. From the squalor of a borrowed stable, let's stand to sing. Why is there anything to celebrate at Christmas? Why anything to celebrate about the birth of this child who was born in a stable as a baby and put to death as a man? Well, the amazing truth is, no room for Jesus was God's way of making room in heaven for people like you and me. It was there in that song that we've just sung. He was lifted on a cruel cross. He was punished for a world's transgressions. He was suffering to save the lost, loosing sinners from the claims of hell. You see, the sad truth is that all of us have treated God in the way that Jesus was treated while he was here on earth. We have said to God, no room. No room in my life. We've pushed him out of the place that really belongs to him. You see, God is really big. Really big. And he deserves a big place in our lives. The place that belongs to him is right at the center. For him to be the one that matters most. And none of us have treated God like that. I know I haven't. We've said, you're not having the place that belongs to you. And if people go on saying, no room to God, no room in my life, then the day will come when Jesus returns as the judge. And he will say, no room in heaven for you. With tears in his eyes, he will say, there's no room. But here's the good news. This is the reason we celebrate on Christmas Day. The news that Jesus came to take the treatment that you and I deserve for how we've treated God. He was shut out from heaven so that people like you and me might be welcomed in. He was treated as if he was me, so that I might be treated as if I was him. That's amazing. That is such good news. When Jesus died on the cross, he cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me? God was shutting out his own son as he took upon himself the wrong stuff in our lives so that we might receive a welcome, so that the door might be opened to us. This same Jesus who welcomed people while he was on earth, welcomed the sort of people that no one else liked, is still offering a welcome today. Offering a welcome that is, well, whatever you've done, or wherever you've been, however much you've pushed God out of the way, if we're ready to put Jesus at the center of our lives, the place that belongs to him, a place for Jesus in our hearts, then there is a marvelous welcome from God. A welcome back to God with sins forgiven. A welcome back into God's family with lots of brothers and sisters. And in the end, a welcome to his home in heaven to be with him forever. Please don't say no room to Jesus this Christmas. If each time Christmas comes round and we say no room, well, the more we say it, the easier it gets. And that's a terrible mistake to make. Today would be a great day to say, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for pushing you away, Lord. Please come and take the place that really is yours. And he will welcome you home. Home to the God who made you. That's why we celebrate at Christmas. That's why we've got something to sing about this morning. And if you've received God's welcome, then one day he will welcome you home forever. And that's when the party will really begin. That's when the celebrations will really start. As we sit, let's have a prayer together. Father God, we thank you that Jesus was willing to be shut out by people, shut out even from your presence, so that people who don't deserve it can be welcomed into your family, welcomed into your home. Thank you for such good news that we celebrate at Christmas. We ask that you'd help us to see it and to know it in our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. Now we're going